こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストを iPhone のアプリで購入できますので、そちらもよろしくお願いします。1個目、 NASA が騒音の少ない超音速旅客機の開発を進めています。同じく超音速旅客機だったコンコルドはニューヨークからロンドンまで約2時間50分で飛行可能でしたが、地上への騒音や航空業界の低迷などが原因で2003年を最後に引退しています。 NASA は研究を続けた結果、超音速旅客機の騒音を軽減できる見通しが立ったと発表し、ロッキード・マーティンが旅客機のデザイン予想を公開しましたが、それが野菜のネギに見えるため日本ではネット上で話題となっています。
NASA is currently planning a new supersonic passenger aircraft that will be quieter than the long-retired Concorde. The Concorde, which was retired in 2003, could fly from New York to London in 2 hours and 50 minutes. Designs for a quieter supersonic aircraft have been proposed by companies like Boeing and Lockheed Martin.
マジでネギだよね。
Yeah, and Lockheed Martin's design supposedly looks like 長ネギ。
長ネギにしか見えないよね。一回言われちゃうと、もうどの写真見ても長ネギに見える。
You know why it's shaped like that?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So the reason why it looks like 長ネギ is the front is really long and tapered.
Yeah.
Like super pointy.
Yeah.
And what they're trying to do is they're trying to minimize the sonic boom effect.
Ah, right, right, right. Yeah.
So...When you start going faster and faster, these waves start building up in front of anything that's moving. It's called the Doppler effect. And when you hit the speed of sound, then they all stack up on top of each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, that's what creates the strong shock wave.
まあ形はね、いいんだけど、色の付け方の問題だよね。白と緑でさ、
well, they don't really eat, leeks that much.
そうだよね。アメリカって長ネギある？私見たことない。
I've never seen it.
ね、ないよね。
I've only seen, you know, the 長ネギ shows up in American video games a lot.
What?
Leeks. The leek shows up in video games.
どういうタイミングで？
But you never see it in real life.
どういうタイミングでネギ出てくるの？
Like those,
どういうこと？
like fantasy type games?
Fantasy type games?
Yeah. Or if you're like, I don't know, all those games have like leaks and they're trying to have like some special items in those games. Food too.
ネギ？ No.
Yeah.
長ネギそのまま食べるってこと？キャラクターが？
I wish I could come up with a concrete example here,
yeah,
but
it's
so been
lost.
A long time. No, I swear, like leaks come up in video games sometimes.
That's so weird. あのフランスも長ネギあるけど、匂いとか味とか全然違うよね。なんか日本の長ネギって日本でしか見たことない。
ね。
え、でもそのゲーム、so wait, those games are Japanese games?
No, Western like.You know those games that have people wearing like armor, kind of medieval style?
Yeah. え、それにネギが出てくんの?
Yeah, I think so.
どういう意味? マジで?
I don't have that much confidence with this claim.
でもさ、じゃあ、for example, like American people playing these games, they see these leaks and they're wondering what they are.
Yeah, well, for some reason, as someone that had...played a lot of games earlier in my life. When I think of leaks, I think of
games?
Video games. Yeah.
Huh. 初めて聞いた。
Yeah, it's a weird association.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen 長ネギ in any game. あの、骨付き肉とかはあるじゃん。鉄拳とかさ、なんか道に落ちてるの拾って食べる。
Yeah, like the food in video games is different.
Yeah, yeah, 確かに。
You can't be getting like a cheeseburger or something if you're some knight.
大体なんかポーションとかだよね。薬品系、液体系か、そういうチキンとかじゃない？長ネギって。
Or you're eating like snakes and stuff.
Yeah. That makes more sense than ネギ。しかも長ネギってそのまま食べれるわけでもないじゃん。
Isn't this supposed to be about a jet?
Yeah, I guess. No, it's okay. No, it is naganegi no news.
I really like this whole topic, the story of the Concorde and like the sound barrier and Chuck Yeager. You know about Chuck Yeager?
No.
So Chuck Yeager is the dude that initially broke the sound barrier in the X-1 rocket plane. And this is something that people had been trying to do, and they wanted to know what happened. What happens when you go faster than sound? Nobody knew. People had theories about it, but apparently what happens is when you approach the speed of sound, all those waves start piling up, and it becomes really... It's a really rough ride. You're like bouncing around and stuff in the air. But then once you're past the sound barrier, I think that kind of goes away.
じゃあディズニーランドのさスターツアーズってあるじゃん、あれもさガタガタガタガタってなるじゃん、であながち間違えてないよね、じゃ
あ Aren't they in space though? There should be no turbulence in space.
Are they in space the entire time だっけ、oh, I guess they are.
It's
じゃあ間違ってるか
space,
そっか、じゃあガタガタするべきじゃない、
There shouldn't be any sound in space either.
Ah, truedでもそれをさ忠実に再現するとスターツアーズ中ずっとシーンとしてることになっちゃうもんね、It's like we're
no turbulence and no sound
つまんないただ座ってるだけ
But that kind of stuff like I there's part of me that wants them to stick to the to what we know、you know、I'm here you know we're all paying for this experience
yeah.
make it realistic like we know this stuff
でも
We know there's no sound now.
そうだけどディズニーランドにそれ求めてなくない
Yeah.
超リアルで座ってるだけだったら嫌じゃん。
There should be an adult version.
Yeah. Yeah, 確かに。Yeah, I would try that.
I don't even like the laser sounds in Star Wars.
Yeah. Yeah, I would try that. なんかないのかな？なんとかなんかあるじゃん。理科、なんかサイエンスセンターみたいなさ、子供とかも行けるようなとこ。ああいうとこにないのかな？確かにちょっとやってみたい。実際どういう感じか体験できますみたいな。
It'd be cheaper to make.
確かに。
Yeah.
No sound, no speakers.
No turbulence.
確かに。次、東京都議会の方。
Wait, we haven't even talked about the...
What?
We haven't talked about the Concorde yet.
そんなにコンコルドの話したいの
So the Concorde first flew in 1969.
Yeah.
And it was a supersonic passenger aircraft that could go from New York to London in 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Yeah. That's すごい速いよね。
So how is it that we've made it all the way to 2014 and we're using these old planes?
Yeah.
I mean, the 777 isn't an old plane, but it basically is. You know, compare it to the Concorde.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess.
Isn't this bizarre? I've always thought it's so bizarre how there was, for a short period of time, because in World War II, it was like propeller aircraft. And they went from propeller aircraft in World War II to, in 1966, they built the SR-71 Blackbird, which could go over Mach 3.
Yeah.
And then they built the Concorde, which could go 2,100 kilometers per hour. I mean, what happened?
I don't know. Well, I mean, they weren't really thinking about Seoul Mondai, right? That's why.
Well, that's not really the reason why they retired the Concorde. The Concorde was very difficult to maintain.
あとなんか安全性とかも言われてたんでしょ?
But they only had one accident the whole time. From 1969 until it retired in 2003, they only had one accident.
Okay. まああとなんだっけ航空業界の低迷なんかそのコストの問題と fuel efficiency とかが今のこの modern の基準についていけなくて
Don't you think people would pay though? If people...Right now, you have people paying many, many, many times more money to sit in first class, right? How about instead of sitting in first class, you're sitting on a Concorde and you get there in like 2.5 hours instead of like 10?
Yeah, but if you think about it, people who use first class is super limited. And first class is super expensive.
I know. But people are willing to pay to sit at the front of the plane. Wouldn't you pay to get there in a third of the time?
Yeah, but I mean, first class seats are, there are like 8 seats. So, and it's not that they're full, you know. So, I mean, at this moment, with the current aircraft and stuff.
Do you think there's a lot of demand for this? Do you think people would ride it?
まあ値段によるんじゃない。だって今でもすごいさ、みんな高い高いって言うじゃん。だから。まあでも2時間50分。ニューヨークからロンドンまで2時間50分は結構すごいよ、ね。
I think a lot of people would fly on the Concorde. Well, not the Concorde, but the new thing.
どれぐらい普通に行くのとどれぐらい差額があるかだよね。めちゃくちゃ高かったやだけど、あ、こんぐらいだったら。
It's got, they gotta be able to do it for less than a first class ticket, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I bet.
For sure, right?
Yeah. じゃないと誰も乗れないよ。
Like, first class is nice. But getting there way faster is way nicer.
Yeah. Teka, you need first class because you fly long. You know?
Yeah.
The domestic flights de first class ないじゃん。だから、yeah. もうそもそもいらない。存在意義がなくなっちゃう。Are you satisfied? Can I go to the next topic?
Yes, you may.
Okay.
I know you're excited about this one.
東京都議会の本会議で塩村彩香議員が演説中に自民党の鈴木昭弘議員から性差別的なヤジを浴びせられた問題に関して、鈴木議員は当初関与を否定していましたが、23日に一転して自身の発言だったと認め謝罪会見を開きました。塩村議員は妊婦への公的支援の拡充に関して演説していましたが、鈴木議員が早く結婚した方がいいんじゃないのかとヤジを飛ばし、その後に他の議員からも自分は子供を産めないのかといったヤジが続きました。
昭弘鈴木、 an assemblyman from the LDP and member of the Tokyo Metropolitan Assembly, apologized on Monday for sexist remarks he made during the speech of Ayaka Shiomura. Suzuki had initially denied any involvement but later admitted to it. During her speech, Shiomura urged for public supportFor pregnant Japanese women.
そうで、これ中央省庁の管理職に占める女性の割合が今 3% なんだって。で、残りの 97% は男性なんだよね。
Have you read Lord of the Flies?
No.
It's a good book.
Okay.
You should read it.
Okay.
It's a story about these British kids who end up on an island together, and it'sall boys, and that's kind of the point of the story.
Ah, okay.
Just human nature, the way that males are.
Ah, okay.
And the idea of like individual welfare versus like the common good. And this all takes place on this island. But this, I really think that this when you do have like an all boys situation,
yeah,
it's vastly different.
そうだから、その今 3% しかいないのをオリンピックまでに 30% に引き上げるっていうふうに今安倍さんは言っている。できるのか分かんないけどね、
ちょっと無理やり。
でこれあれ見た、この謝罪会見
見てない。
マミが大好きな謝罪会見、これなんかね、この彼がどうこうっていうよりかも、まずなんか本質的なところからそれちゃうんだけど、やっぱりこの政治家の人の、議員の人の謝罪会見がもう下手すぎて、だからやっぱり日本の政府自体としても海外の PR すごい下手じゃん、それが同じっていうか、こう謝罪会見するってなったらさ、例えば海外だったら絶対 PR アドバイザーが入るじゃん、なんか失言とかさらにしたらやばいから、でも多分そういうのないから、想定問答とかもない。
In the West,
yeah,
huge, and the training that they go through for stuff like this is really intense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, do that too, but like 日本の PR の、あの業界って柔軟剤の業界と同じくらいちっちゃいって言われてるくらいだから、だからそなんか途中でねちょっと逆切れ的な、なんかさっきも言いましたけどみたいな感じになっちゃったりとか、だからすごいなんだろう損してる。あと結婚できない女性に対しての配慮が足りませんでしたみたいな感じで、結婚できない女性って何度も言うの、うん、like, come on. なんかさらにバカにしてるじゃんみたいな、
うん、
とか。
Well, that's how he really feels.
そうだからね、なんかこれが普通の会社だったらどうなるかっていう、その会議中にいきなりヤジ飛ばしたりしたらさ、
うん、
やばいじゃん。誰かがプレゼンテーションしてる時にさ、
well, even in a political settingIf someone in the United States, if someone behaved this way, you're done. You're so done right away. It's not even like, no one ever acts like this.
So, だからなんか、
like,
ま、
and if you do, it'll be used against you. Like, who was it? Dean? Who was that guy? Something Dean. James Dean? Not James Dean.
What?
Howard Dean? The guy that was giving a speech in the public.
Okay.
And at the end, of, he was like, we're going to take, you know, we're going to take...You know, we're going to go to Texas, we're going to go to Florida, we're going to go New Mexico, and then we're going to take back the White House. And he was like, yeah! And he like yelled at the end of his speech. Him just yelling in the moment was destroyed his political career. Like, that's how sensitive it is in the States. You can't even...
そう、まあでも、普通に、
the idea that you can pull shit like this off is, is
ね、なんか普通に大人の社会の中でこうやってなんかこうさ、だって本当に、まあ、政治の世界だからと思って違うものとして見ると、あ、もうヤジもあるのかって思っちゃうかもしれないけど、普通に会社の会議でさ、誰かがプレゼンしてるときに、もうその話聞いたよとかさ横から言ってくる人いたら超びっくりするじゃん。もうクビじゃん普通に。とか、まあ、セクハラ発言も例えば外資系の企業とかだったらさ、一発でクビになったり訴えられたりとかもするし、なんかねちょっと驚いてたんだけど、でもなんかこの人の発言を取ってひどいとかってなっちゃってるのも、なんかテレビとか見るとさ、コメンテーターの人がひどいですねとか言って終わりにしてるからそういう問題じゃないよね。この人を一人を責めてクビにしても、まあ、あの辞めるべきだと思うけど、でもそれで解決する問題じゃないというか、その女の問題にされちゃうのがすごい嫌で、コメンテーターもみんな女性に聞くんだよね、テレビとかは。どう思いますみたいな、
うん。
でもこれって別に女性対男性みたいな、そういう問題じゃないじゃん。その少子化の問題とかに関して。
Well, it reminds people of things that have been said in the past, just kind of attitudes towards women in Japan.、I forget who had said it, but someone said that the Prime Minister could never be a woman because they're unstable. Who said that?
I don't know.
But, you know,
yeah.
These guys are always making inappropriate comments like this.
ね、だから普段から思ってんだろうね。
調子乗ってる。
なんか普段から思ってるし、普段からきっとその女性議員にいろいろこういうことを言ってるから、カメラが回ってるところでも、こういう本会議みたいなところでも言っちゃうだろうなとは思うけど、
でも、It makes you wonder what they say in private.
いや、多分 worse じゃない？さらに。
Oh, it's definitely worse. I mean, how many people there were thinking something, but then didn't say it?
これを受けて、どっかの市議の女の人かなが、あの、私はパンツスーツを着て行ったら、あ、今日パンツってことは生理なのって男に言われ、男の議員に言われた。It's so gross. It's like, why are you thinking this way? It's just like, oh my god. でもなんかさ、このヤジだけを見ちゃうとちっちゃい問題なんだけど、それ以上の問題だよね。なんかそもそも都議会っているのかなみたいに思っちゃった私は、mm-hmm. だって区議会があって都議会があってその真ん中があるわけじゃん、
yeah.
何してんの都議会の人って。 Like, I have no idea. Like, honestly. でさ、なんかこれだけやめろってみんなに国民に怒られてもやめないって言い張るってことは、それだけいい仕事なんだみたいな。そんだけ多分お金もいいし、でなんかヤジもさ守ろうとしてるじゃんみんな。まあいいヤジもありますからとか。 why protect this yaji so much? Like, why do you want to keep this culture? Like, なんかやじがないとつまんなくて寝ちゃうからなのかさ、なんかわかんないけど、It's just so よくわかんない。なんか
I've always been surprised at how vocal people are in these things. And just the whole jeering, the whole, it's uncivilized in a place that's supposed to be the most civilized.
Yeah, でその都議会っていうのはだから東京都民全体を代表してる人たちなわけじゃん。だから都民の中でも選ばれた素晴らしい人たちであるべきが、平均都民よりも民度が低いっていうのはどういう意味、
sure.
どういう意味、なんかその辺の若者入れた方がじゃあマシじゃない。 I don't know what this guy is doing usually. でもね、それともう一つ、この塩村彩香議員が FCCJ で会見したんだよね、At the Foreign Correspondents Club. それも私は逆にいらなかったんじゃないかなって思う。
Why?
だってさ、何をアピールしてんの世界に。だから日本人が日本でこれが問題になってないんだったらいいよ、世界に働きかけても。でもさ、日本人もみんなもう怒ってるし問題ですって言ってるのに、それをわざわざ FCCJ で会見して世界中のメディアに知らしめるって。
Well, this had already become huge news outside of Japan, and this is、yeah. another one of those things.
So why does that... why does she need to make it worse?
Well, this is another one of those things where Japanese politicians, people supposed that are supposedly representing the Japanese people, have created another situation where the whole world looks at Japan and shakes their head.
So,
it's like, are you fucking serious?
So,
and this happens all the time, and it's always Japanese politicians that do this, whether it's their statements about Nanjing, or whether it's their statements about women, or whether it's their statements about the earthquake and the youth of Japan, or not dancing, or nuclear power, or anything. Every single PR problem, everything negative that the world thinks about Japan is something that has been it's stemming directly from these politicians. It's not the Japanese people's fault. These politicians are fucking it up for Japan over and over and over again. And it's shit like this.
まあでも一応民主主義っていうことになってるわけだから、結局そういう人を選んでる国民がいけないっていうことなんだよね。だから確かにそうじゃん。今マイケルも言ったけど、そのサッカーでゴミを拾ってるとか、地震の時に素晴らしいとか、規律がねちゃんとしてるとか。
The Japanese people always represent in a good way.
Yeah, yeah. 国民はね、そうあんまり世界にこう責められるっていうことないけど、大体ね、本当この議員とかの発言だよね。そうだから FCCJ ね、ちょっといるかな。なんか誰が勝つの、それによって誰が得してると思って。
I don't know.
Yeah, she's a victim, but like I feel like she's just making it kind of worse a little bit. And
yeah,
I don't know. あとなんかその場で、まあこれ言うの簡単だけど、その場で言い返してほしかった、むしろ。え、もう一回言ってくださいみたいな感じでそこで泣いたりとかさするんじゃなくて、 If you're a politician, then
she could easily haveyou know, said something back and stood up for herself, and I think that would have worked out well for her.
そうでしょう。なんかこう、
It's, you know, the camera is rolling.
そうそうそう。
Let these people talk shit.
そうそう。
Let it happen.
そうなの。
That's winning.
だからこう全体的にまあ全てがあんまりうまくいかなかったケースかなと。だからその鈴木議員にね、あのどっかの記者が、このことについて家族はどういうふうに言ってるんですか、あなたの家族は。と言ったわけよ。で、PR 的にはあの妻にすごく怒られました、すごく恥ずかしいと言われたと言えばもういいじゃん、国民の気持ちをそこで代弁しちゃえばみんなもだよねってなるじゃん。 But instead of using it to his advantage, his answer was like, あ、喋ってませんみたいな。 It's like, wow, seriously, like 誰かアドバイザーいないの、 で全然あの Q&A も用意してないみたいだったし、だからね、だからそのアドバイザーとかを入れずにそもそも謝罪会見すると、だからこういうことになるからやめた方がいい。
Well, all the PR and advisor stuff aside, the guy's a scumbag.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, period.
次
本当に、中国の玉林市で行われてきた犬肉祭りで、近年地元住民と動物愛護活動家の対立が激化しています。玉林市では昔から犬肉を食べる習慣があり、夏至の日に犬肉祭りを開催し、犬肉とライチの実を食べます。この祭りの間だけでもおよそ1万匹の犬が食肉にされます。食肉用の犬は1匹6000円から8000円で取引されます。
A city in southern China hosted its annual dog eating festival last weekend. Despite protests from animal rights groups, activists estimate that 10,000 dogs are killed and eaten every year at this event. Dogs for human consumption are available from 6,000 to 8,000 yen, and the dog is typically barbecued, stir-fried, or boiled, and is served with lychee and shochu.
So, this...私犬肉っていう言葉をこんなに人生で言ったことない。今何回か言っただけだけど、あのなんかね、昔からこれはあったらしくて、この玉林市って人口589万人結構多いんだけど、もう生活習慣になってるからみたいな。でも一応中国でも国内ですごいね、あの何論争になってんだって、
うん、
そので政府は犬肉って書いてる看板を使うのは禁止してるらしいんだよね。
What do they call it?
なんか犬のとこがぐちゃって塗りつぶされて肉って書いてある。
What?
So they all have these 看板じゃん already that says 犬肉、yeah. So these locals are just like 上から塗りつぶしてる。で2011年に浙江省っていう別のところで600年間続いてた犬肉祭りがあったんだけど、それはもう中止になってる。なんかね、こう犬は可愛いから食べちゃダメとかそういうことじゃなくて、あの扱いがすごい悪いんだよね、犬の、その食べる用の犬の。
まあ可愛いから食べない方がいいんじゃない。Well, the thing about dogs is dogs aren't like other animals because they're domesticated. If you went out and you hunted a wolf and you wanted to eat some wolf, go ahead.But the thing about dogs is I just feel like it's fucked up.
いやでもそうやって言うと、ほらだからこのビデオ見たんだけど、私この犬肉祭りの、あのなんかこうお前たちが牛肉をもうやめるんだったら俺たちも犬食べのやめるよみたいな言ってんのね、その人たちは。だからまあそういうふうに言う人がいるから、その可愛い可愛くないっていうよりかも、私はこう扱いが悪いとか屠殺の方法がすごい残虐、ちゃんとなんだろうオーガナイズされてないとか、あと違法に売買してるとかね、そういうのはやっぱりやめた方がいい。あの結構ね、私ベトナムでもこれ見たし、この犬肉祭りでもあったけど、犬をこうオートバイの後ろのカゴにいっぱい詰めて。
But you know the thing is with the treatment aspect, they don't treat chickens well, they don't treat pigs well, they don't treat cows well, they don't treat any of these animals well. They just don't.
Yeah, yeah.
They throw animals into these meat grinders so they can make this pink slime.
Too. Oh my god.
It's,
そう、で、なんかこれを見てちょっと面白いなって思ったのは、あの、犬をこう、さばいてるおばちゃんの横に首輪で自分の犬がいるの。
What?
それでペットの犬も飼ってるの、そういう人は。
Since when?
え、わかんない。それで
Maybe they just have it as a pet for like
No, she said、later. like そのペット用と食べるやつは全然違うから、ペット用のは絶対食べないって言ってた。それはそれでちょっと面白いよね。
How can you have that connection with a dog like that and then be、
ね、
killing a dog at the same time?
ね、私もわかんない、それは。だから私牛とか食べてるから、牛をペットにはできない。
Well, I guess we have、
まあ、鳥とか。
We have intimate relationships with each other as humans, and then we kill humans in another country too, if you think about it. Is that the same thing?
No.
No.
全然違う。 でもね、そうなんかで猫もなんか袋に詰められてて、猫は食べてんのかよくわかんないけど、子猫。だからね、こうやっぱりクジラもそうだけどさ、
Why lychee?
わかんない、合うんじゃない？犬肉に。
そう。
知らない、食べたことないもん、ね。
Do you eat lychee with anything, any meat?
いやー、私はしたことない。
If you eat lychee with like beef, is it good?
Maybe, I don't know. もう考えたこともないよね、そんなの。
Well, this is kind of similar to the horse issue. And you don't eat horse.
I don't eat horse. I can't.
You think horses are cute.
Cute っていうか、可愛いっていうか、なんか、personal connection があったら、なんか personal experience があったら、ちょっと難しい、私は。だから馬乗ってたから。
Do you not like it when other people eat horse?
別にいいけど。
If I was just eating horse right now.
でもあるよ。私馬食べれないって言うと絶対わざと頼む人いるもん、たまに。で目の前で食べるみたいな。何回かあった今まで。でも別にそれはもうだってもう死んじゃってるし、もう肉になっちゃってるから別にしょうがないけど。
It's weird how culture and diet is kind of mixed in with policy and politics and.
Yeah.
Because we have the whole dolphin issue,
whaling,
whale issue, yeah. horse issue.
So, so.
Some people won't eat pork. Cows are holy.
Yeah. そうね。
People are eating dog. Monkeys.
だから難しいよね。でも難しいからこそ、だから絶滅しそうになってるのに乱獲して食べてるとかはもうね、それは国際的な問題になってもいいけど、そうじゃない場合は、伝統としてやってる場合は、食べること自体に関してその外の人がやんやんやんや言うのは違うかなって思う。だからその屠殺方法が残虐とか、その扱いが悪いっていうのはもちろんね、悪いから直さないといけないけど。
How should they eat dog?
わかんない、なんか丸焼きみたいになってたけどね、その犬肉祭りでは。なんかその This is disturbing だから、センシティブな人は見ないでくださいみたいな書いてあったけど、見たけど。
Do you watch a lot of those disturbing animal?
見ない。普段は見ない。
Have you seen those seal, baby seals?
あ、あれは見た。
The Canadians just, not the Canadians, but some Canadians just march up to like these just hundreds of little baby seals that are just being baby seals and club them.
あれは結構昔に見て衝撃受けすぎて、なんかカナダの大統領とか首相とかにメールここからできますみたいなやつで書いたもん。Please stop! みたいな。
Did they stop?
I don't know, have they?
I don't think they've stopped.
かな。でもあれはね、食べてんじゃなくて毛皮のために取ってるからね。あれはダメだよ。食べるんだったらまだいいんだけどね。しかも無抵抗の赤ちゃんのさ、ゴマアザラシをさ、ガーンってやるから。It's like, oh, and they're so fluffy.
It's so weird.Trying to figure out how we should interact with nature. What's the best way to interact with nature? Should we not kill baby seals? Should we not kill dolphins?
だからもうこの今の技術でさ、普通に動物、フーシーを殺さなくてもコートとか作れるわけじゃん。
But it's not real.
No, we don't. I'm not talking about fake fur. I'm just talking about normal clothes.You know, like we're not Genshijin dakara. We don't have to kill baby fur seal to survive the winter. Dakara sore wa ne, dakara zouge mo sou da shi.
But then you check the tag on your fancy shirt and some kid in Cambodia has written a message on the tag. Did you see that?
No, it actually happened?
Yeah, someone bought this bit of clothing.
なんて書いてあったの?
On the tag, it was like, help.
Oh my god.
We're treated poorly and,
oh my god.
And overworked. And it was like on the tag.
Oh my god.
And it was in the store.
Oh my god.
It made it all the way into the store.
Wow. Okay.
So what do we do about that?
だから世界って広いよね。問題が山積みすぎてさ。
Yeah, I don't know about this dog eating thing. personally, I'm not really cool with it, but...
そうね。まあ、飼ってる人はね。
I think people should be able to do what they want. But at the same time, I kind of think you're an asshole if you're eating a dog.
わかんない。でも私猫飼ってるし、猫大好きだけど、例えばどっかの国の地域でもう何百年も猫食べてますって言ってったら、なんかそれを別になんだろう、ひどいみたいな、なんか動物愛好家の人とか泣きながらさ、そこでなんか戦ってたりとかするけど、それはなんかちょっと違うんじゃないかって。だから今まで自分が一回も動物殺したり食べたことないんだったら言ってもいいかもしれないけど、なんかそういうわけじゃないじゃん。だから牛めっちゃ食べてるから私、それインドの人からしたらさ、もうありえないじゃん多分。だから人のことも言えない。
Well, that's why people go the vegan route or the pescatarian or whatever route. These different.
そう、私の知り合いのペスカトリアンは、だからそのやっぱり動物の扱いが悪い。
So fuck fish.
あ、でも最近さ、魚もさ、今までこう痛みを感じないって言われてたのが、実はすごい痛みを感じることができますって。
Of course. You know, this debate has been going on for a long time. Like, do animals feel pain? Of course they feel pain. If it wasn't painful, it wouldn't change their behavior.
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole point.
まあね。いやだから、
what is the debate? It's so ridiculous.
Pain の種類がってことじゃないの？なんか、
but it has to be something,
苦痛か苦痛じゃないかっていう。
It has to be something really bad. The feeling. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point of pain, is that it feels really bad.
I guess.
By definition.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
だからさ、踊り食いとか、息づくりとか、なんかいろいろあるじゃん、日本。あと、ロブスターとか、なんかエビをさ、生きたまま焼いたりとか、お酒で蒸したりとかさ。
Yeah, but it shouldn't be do they feel pain? It should be do we care?
そうだね。Well, but now that we know that they do feel pain, I feel like we should care.
If lobsters feel pain?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck lobsters.
What? いや、だから無駄にその息づくりみたいに苦しみが長引くようなのはやめた方がいいと思う。なんか知ってるのにやってたらそれこそ本当にドゥーシュバッグじゃん。
And lobsters would live forever if we hadn't done that.
本当だよ、本当だよ。かわいそう。一番長寿だったかもしれないのに。
次、The Charbonnet Labatt Funeral Home's services have become popular following a funeral viewing in which the body of Miriam Burbank, who died at 53, was seated at a table and on display in an arrangement reflecting how she spent much of her living days. She was seated among miniature New Orleans Saints helmets, holding a can of beer in one hand and a menthol cigarette in the other.
アメリカの葬儀屋が53歳で亡くなったミリアム・バーバンクさんのお葬式で、遺体を棺に入れて寝かせる代わりにテーブルにつかせてビールとタバコを持たせ、生前の様子を再現し有名になりました。これは誰にお願いされてやったの？このミリアム・バーバンクさん本人がこういう風にしてって言ったのかな？
I believe so.
Okay. あの見たけど、
but it's been done without the actual person requesting it.
Ah, okay.
It was done with some boxer that died.
Okay. なんか写真見たけど、
some South American boxer.
浪人行官みたいだよね。
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. But they cover up a lot of the person. They put like sunglasses on them and.
まあね、でもあれサングラスしてないと超多分リアルさ倍増だもんね。
It's a lot of makeup.
Yeah.
Big sunglasses.
I don't know. まあ別にこれいいけど、自分がやりたいんだったらいいんだけど、その葬儀に参列する人ってのがいるじゃん。友達とか近所の人とかわかんないけど、ちょっとどうだろうね。この老人形みたいになってるところを見てどう思えばいいの？こうタバコとビール持ってる。
It's weird, like that whole pose. You saw the photo, yeah?
Yeah.
wanting to be seen in this certain way when you're dead is like a really common theme.
そうね、
in,
だからお葬式。
In like all cultures, it's like, you know, oh, I don't want to be, I don't want them to find me like on the toilet.
まあ、
with my pants down.
まあ、それは確かにそうだけど。
They don't want to find me like sitting in front of my laptop with some, you know, BBC porn.
まあ、
open.
まあ、それは多分みんな思うかもしれないけど、それよりもやっぱりお葬式の豪華さ。こうお葬式にどれだけお金をかけるとか、仏教だったら戒名にいくらかけるとか、もう自分は死んでるからいないんだけれども、やっぱり人にそうやってこう見えというかさ、こんなすごい葬式を私はやりますみたいな、っていうのを私はちょっと不思議。もう死んでるから自分がそこに参加するわけじゃないから、私は葬式いらない派だもん。
It's your, it's what you wanted when you were alive.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah, that's why I don't want a funeral.
You don't want a funeral?
No.
At all?
No, at all.
So what happens when you die? People are just, they
just
text each other. Your Facebook has like a status update.
Yeah, or whatever. And just go straight to cremation. And
yeah.
That's it, yeah.
Do you want people to pass your bones around with chopsticks?
まあそれは別に何でもいいや、もうだって死んでるから分かんないじゃんそんなの。でもそのだからお葬式に生前にお金をすごい払ってお墓を買ったり、何百万も払って戒名を書いてもらったりとか。
But it's not for you that whole part. I feel like a lot of people want to kind of celebrate.
Yeah, then you can have
your
a,
life.
Yeah, then you can have a farewell party or whatever, but not the not
but
this 何百万の。
But they want to make it a big deal, you know.
なんか日本が結構すごいんだよね。海外に比べてお葬式の値段がめちゃくちゃ高い。なんか忘れちゃった。UK とかは何十万とか、40万とか。
This actual process is $1,700.
これは高いだろうね。
No, that's not expensive.$1,700 for them to prop you up as a make you look like a wax museum.
日本はだから仏教でそうやってお葬式すると本当に何百万とか、戒名とかだと一文字何十万とかあるんだよ。It's so messed up. あの本当にそこ調べると面白いよ。戒名ってしかももともと仏教であったものじゃないんだよね。Like Buddha.Didn't say anything about it. Like, there's no rules about it because it's something that modern people came up with to make money for the temple. Yeah.
There's a bunch of weird stuff like mixed up Buddhism and Shintoism mixed with like Western Christianity.
But this kaimyo thing is strictly Buddhism.
Is it?
多分でも日本だけ、日本の仏教だけにある習慣で、でもみんなやってるじゃん。みんな戒名にお金かけて名前ね It's a name for その heaven It's your new name for your afterlife which doesn't really make sense if you really look into Buddhism so なんか面白いよね
especially if you come back as like a ferret or something what are you doing with this new name
no afterlife as inNot reincarnation, but like in この
I'm just fucking around.
極楽浄土みたいな But yeah, it's really weird. なんかそのなんていうの出家してないのに新しい名前をもらうっていう Yeah, so I don't want my funeral. I don't want お墓 either.
You don't want the open casket type situation either.
No.Oh,
you don't
God,
want
no.
people seeing your dead body?
No. だってもうそれは私じゃないもん。
There's like a bunch of weird stuff they have to do to try to keep dead bodies looking
fresh. そうだよ。なんかさ、鼻になんか白いの詰めてあって、なんかファンデもすごい塗ってるし、私、おじいちゃんばあちゃんどっちも死んでるから、どっちも葬式行ったんだけど、やっぱりもう違う人っていうかもう、これはおじいちゃんだった。何かだなって思ったもんその時 もうこれはおじいちゃんじゃない。だからそれをなんかこうみんながさ、ほら前に行ってお別れしなさいとか言うんだけど、それを覚えていたくないじゃん。なんか生きてて笑ってた時を覚えてたいけど、その死んでる姿が衝撃的だから、やっぱすごい記憶に残っちゃうのが嫌で、だから私もそう、自分が死んでたらそう思うと思う。なんかみんなに私の死んだ顔をそんな強烈に覚えてほしくない。
One of the、strongest memories that I have like related to death、is、I was at、my great grandmother's funeral.
Okay.
And we were doing the passing the、
ohashi のやつ?
Yeah.、But I wasn't really paying attention, and I'd never been before to a funeral、like that. So I tried to put it in like directly instead of passing it.
Ah, okay.
And、my grandfather like caught it、in the air.
Wow.
Like as I was about to drop it, caught it.
え、あれってさ、なんで?
And I was like,
あれ何? なんでお箸でみんなでやるの、あれって?
I don't know, but that's why you can't pass food that way.
Ah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that I know.
When you're eating.
But I don't know why they do it at the funeral to come out after cremation.
It's, I think it's just a social thing.
食べるとこもあるよね。そのまま。その骨の一部を食べる習慣があるとこあるよね。
I don't know about that.
No, I'm sure.
Really?
うん。そうそう。だもしかして元はそれかもね、食べてたのかな、わかんないけど。
And they have the rice chopsticks situation too.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah. な、
What is that?
わかんない。でもそうだから私はいいや、そういうのはなんか、Yeah. I don't know. I'm just really skeptical about this 葬式 culture. Like this entire 葬式 culture here、around Buddhism. なんかそのさ、だって仏教って何事にも執着しないで行きましょうっていうことじゃん、要は、でしょ、物に執着しちゃいけません、人にも執着しない、何も執着しない。
But you should spend a ton of money.
なのに戒名とかつけてめっちゃ執着してるじゃん。
Yeah.
だから元々の仏教の教えじゃないんだよね、戒名っていうのは。だからそれが今でもこういうふうに堂々と行われている。
Well, Buddhism's weird. It's hard to say like what's Buddhism and what's not Buddhism because it's mixed in with so many other ideologies over time.
Yeah, but this kaimyo thing is only with 日本の仏教のお葬式。So
that's probably why it doesn't fit in.
And they're not supposed to sell these kaimyos, you know, like they're not supposed to.To put a price, you know, like, この一文字何百万円ですとか。That's really against what they're preaching. So, ちょうど真宗は戒名がないんだよね。とか、なんか、まあ、そのお寺とか、そのお坊さんの多分考えとかにもよって違うんだと思うけど。
It must be a huge industry. There's so many people dying.
そうだよ。だからお葬式で持ってるんだもん。お葬式でサバイブしてる、多分。じゃないとだって今何だから檀家さんとかもないじゃん、まあ、東京に住んでる人とか特に。だからね、お葬式で稼がないと生き残れないから、ちっちゃいお寺ほど戒名の値段が高いらしいよとかを見るとね、自分はいらないなって思っちゃう。
What do you think of what happens when someoneSupposedly really important dies, like a royalty.
What do you mean?
Like、Princess Diana, for example.
Yeah. What was the question?
Like, what do you think of that, of the way the world sort of responds to a single death that way?
まあ別にいいんじゃん。え、だって天皇とかもそうじゃない?あの、前の。
But people that have never met this person and don't know this person are so...devastated, more so than when their own grandparents、yeah. die. It's、it always kind of weirds me out because someone like that dies and people hear about it and、people are so affected by it. But usually I'm kind of like, oh.、
Mm. まあでもほら、例えばちっちゃい時からずっと見てた人とかで、なんか思い入れがあるじゃん、やっぱり。会ったことなくてもテレビとかずっと見てたりとかするからじゃない？
まあね。
うん。
It's kind of a weird, weird connection. It's kind of weird to feel so depressed about someone that you've never met.
Yeah, 私小学校高学年ぐらいの時に、あの、ブリッニー・スピアーズとジャスティンが高速道路に乗ってたら事故で死にましたみたいな誤報が CNN とか FOX とかで流れてて、でネットとかもさ、そんな今ほどじゃないじゃん。だから確かめる術もなく本当だと思って一晩中泣いた。
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. I'm not saying you shouldn't care, but I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So this whole thing started in 2008 in Puerto Rico, where a murder victim was tethered to the wall, like held up by a rope.
Wow.
Against the wall.
Okay.
And they called it Muerto Parado, wow. which means dead man standing.
Hmm.
And it kind of took off from there. And it, I guess it sort of spread to the southern United States.
このニュートレンド。
This trend of doing funerals.
これ日本は流行らなそう。
まあ。Yeah, I agree.
ね。あんまり。まあ、参列者としてもあんまり。But
it's not that different from the open casket situation or the okuribito situation where you make someone look alive. You make someone look more presentable when they're dead. So, it's still the same concept.
オープンキャスケットだとこうお花とかにが敷き詰められててこう寝てるじゃん。だからあんまりリアルっぽくないけどさ、その箱から飛び出てさ、座ってたり立ってたりすると急にリアルだよね。
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy. まあ本人の希望だったら別にいいけど、 Well, it is creepy.
次。 A computer program has been developed that can identify rare conditions by analyzing faces. It is estimated that 6% of the population is affected by rare genetic disorders.And researchers believe that this software is able to identify people with these disorders by analyzing facial features. The researchers fed a computer vision algorithm 1,363 pictures of people with 8 genetic disorders, including Down syndrome, Fragile X syndrome, and progeria. The computer was able to categorize the photographs based on a pattern of 36 facial features.
コンピューターの顔認識技術を使って特殊な遺伝子疾患を見つけることが可能になりました。特殊な遺伝子疾患を持つ人は人口の 6% ほどいると言われています。開発ではダウン症、脆弱 X 症候群、プロジェリアなど8つの遺伝子疾患のどれかを持つ人々の写真1363枚をコンピューターに覚えさせました。コンピューターは36種類の顔の特徴からそれぞれの写真を疾患ごとにカテゴライズすることができました。これなんか一瞬すごいなって思ったんだけど、よく考えたらさ、プロジェリアとかダウン症とかって本人とか家族が気づいてないことってないじゃん。だからこれをパソコンが recognize してくれたところで何の得があるの？
No, I think in some cases it isn't identified. And they're saying that using theseBeing able to analyze these different facial features, these 36 facial features, they can actually identify these genetic disorders, actually differentiate them from other genetic disorders. So there are genetic disorders right now that we can't categorize, we don't understand them that well, but they think they might be able to categorize them based on the facial features. It could help them narrow it down, like which one's which.
じゃあこの例があれなのか、そのこの8つの遺伝子疾患のうちのこの今挙げたのじゃないやつはこうなかなかあんまりダイアグノスされてないのがあるのかな。それだったら、
yeah.
まあ確かに。
Well, that and people with these genetic disorders, a large percentage of them actually do have these identifiable facial features. And we don't have a way to identify these genetic disorders at the genetic level, because we haven't identified the genetic causes yet.
Mm.
So the genetic science isn't there yet.
Mm.
So in the meantime, they're seeing if they can use this sort of facial feature recognition software to help them with the diagnosis instead. And so they fed it a bunch of pictures of people that they knew had certain disorders and people that didn't. And supposedly the software was 93% accurate, which is far more accurate than people are, I believe.
そう、なんか、まあ、この例に出てきたやつがさ、もう何そんな、なんか診断に超困ってるみたいなものじゃないじゃん。 like, プロジェリアとかさ、そのコンピューターに教えてもらえるまで知らなかったなんてケース多分ないじゃんね。It's like obvious.
I don't know. Are there not really mild cases? There's varying degrees of these illnesses, aren't there?
Maybe. そういうことかな。I don't know. 不思議だね。
But like with autism, there's a very wide range, right?
Yeah.
And there's people where you can hardly even tell. And there are people where it's very clear that something is wrong.
Yeah. まあそういうことかな。
But I think in either case, the software would likely be able to identify that.
So it means that even if it's really, really mild, they can still tell?
I believe...
With the facial features?
I believe that's the idea.
そっか。
Isn't it weird that this stuff would even show up in your face?
No.
You don't think so?
No, because I think...
But there's a lot of stuff that doesn't show up in your face. There are a lot of genetic disorders that don't show up in your face.
だからそっちの方が逆にWeird だと思う。だってその人間っていうのはこう相手を選ぶときに顔とか、まあ、サライバーとかの遺伝子情報とかもそうだけどを見てその遺伝子を残す自分の遺伝子を残すためにこの人でいいのかなっていうのを選ぶわけじゃん。だからその何か疾患があったときに顔に出るっていう方がまあ
Better for evolution
だし It makes more sense。
I think in many cases where people have these disorders, it doesn't actually show up in their face. I think it only manifests itself in like 40% or something.
Oh. じゃあこのプログラムどうなってんの?
So it only manifests in 40%, but when it has manifested, the program can accurately detect it.Do you know what I'm saying?
そういうことか。じゃあ残りの 60% はどっちにしろ分かんないん
だ。 Yeah, if you're starting with no information, it's very difficult.
Oh, okay.
And it could miss it. But the thing is, if the person does have those facial characteristics, then the machine can detect it with 93% accuracy. I think that's what they're saying.
Okay. なんかこれ開発した人とかに聞いたら多分もうちょっとなんかあーって感じなんだろうね。あ、そうやって使うんだみたいなとかさ、なんかもっとありそうじゃない？これだけだとなんかみたいな。そっか。This is interesting though. Because I thought I don't know because it's
well it shows how advanced the facial recognition software has gotten.
Yeah, true, 確かにね。
I mean, the fact that they're able to do this at all is crazy.
確かに。
This is like way beyond the Minority Report cameras.
そうだね。 Minority Report reference 多いよね。
Like it's not just, you know, the camera is not just figuring out, you know, recognizing your eyes or something.
確かに。
It's actually coming up with a diagnosis just from looking at your face.
Yeah.
So they can have this thing browse Facebook and just pick out people that have genetic disorders.
確かに。
Like that seems entirely possible.
確かにね。 そうだね。 だから私ダウン症とプロジェリアはさ、 なんかもう見たらわかるじゃん。 って思うから、 なんかこれを聞いてもいいと思うけど、 まあ確かに他の遺伝子疾患とか、 そのマイルドケースとか、 だったら普通にね、 見てもわかんないか。
And genetic disorders that haven't been labeled or haven't been identified.
でもそれはコンピューターは見つけられないでしょう、だって。
I don't know.
If it's not identified, then...
If it can... Well, the thing is...
Oh, find like patterns in people?
Yeah.
まあ確かにね。
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean it's... Yeah, I kind of want them to do this experiment. Maybe they're already doing it.
What experiment?
だからその Facebook とかにさ、めっちゃ写真あるわけじゃん。もう何億人分の。それを集めて、そのなんていうの、一貫してるパターンを見つけてカテゴライズするの。
Find what's what they have in common.
Yeah. Facial feature wise. で、それ人たちの遺伝子とか血液とかなんか解析したら分かりそうじゃない？あ、こういうフィーチャーの人はこういうのがありますとか。それ誰かやった？
I think we do that to a certain extent. We already do that.You know, you look at someone and inevitably you make some sort of a judgment. You know, this guy's hair is like covering up one of his eyes. He's probably emo or something like that.
Yeah, but not their 性格。性格じゃなくて、その遺伝子情報的にさ、あるじゃん。なんか最近も、なんだっけ、
What about this?
こうだと頭いい男性はこういう見た目。
They said people that can fight have like wide faces or something.
とかなんかいろいろ最近あるよね、そういうのね。なんかこういう見た目の男性は頭がいいとかさ。
People with glasses.
だからそういうことじゃない
。We've talked about this before, but what is with Japanese people who have lived overseas looking different physically? Their body looks different. Their face, their facial structure looks different. It's very apparent. Like you can tell.
バディタイプはまあさ、食生活とかが違うからかなと思うけど、顔が変わる、顔つきが変わるのは不思議だよね。本当に。まあ喋ってる言語で使ってる筋肉が違うとかもあるのかもしれないけど、I don't know. ね、わかるもんね。道歩いてて、
yeah.
あの人英語喋りそうだなとか、この人絶対英語喋んないだろうなとかさ、大体合ってる。
There's definitely something there. Like, it's not made up. It's not imagined. This is like a real phenomenon that hasn't been identified.
だって私も駅とかでよく英語、いきなり英語で道とか聞かれるけど、なんか、Do you speak English? とかも全部スキップして、もう英語話す前提で話しかけられるわけじゃん。だからなんかあるんだろうね。なんか筋肉かね、やっぱ。わかんない。
How? Your facial muscles are different from speaking English?
じゃない? I think それはでも絶対違いそうじゃない? Like,
The difference is bigger than that, I feel like.
Than muscles?
Than just facial muscles. The difference that you see in people that have lived overseas for a long time.
For a long time, yes.
And Japanese
like,
people
about...
just born in the States and raised in the States, but their parents are like totally Japanese.There's no foreign DNA or anything. They're just raised in that environment and they look completely different.
Yeah. But then, like, what about me? I've lived here all my life and people somehow think that I speak English. And I can't think of anything else than facial muscles. Don't I?
You're probably eating a bunch of foreign food or something.
No, 豆腐ばっかり食べてるもん。
I don't know.
豆腐と玄米ばっかり食べてるよ。
次。A motion passed at the British Medical Association to push for a ban on the sale of cigarettes to people born after the year 2000. The association believes this will be a step towards achieving their goal of a tobacco-free society by 2035. The doctors' union had success in banning public smokingand smoking in cars with children in 2002 and 2011. Tim Crocker Bouquet, who proposed the motion, said, "Smoking is not a rational, informed choice of adulthood. 80% of smokers start as teenagers as a result of intense peer pressure, and smokers who start smoking at age 15 are three times as likely to die of smoking-related cancer as someone who starts in their mid-20s.
英国医師会にて2000年以降に生まれたすべての人を対象にタバコを禁止すべきとの提言がなされました。英国医師会は2035年までにタバコを廃絶することを目指しており、今回の提言もその一環です。英国医師会の働きによってすでに公共の場所での喫煙と子どもが同乗している場合の車内での喫煙が禁止されています。今回の提言をしたティム・クロッカー・ブケ氏は以下のように述べています。80% の喫煙者が10代の時に周りに流されて喫煙を始めたことが分かっています。つまり喫煙は論理的な選択によって行われているのではないのです。15歳からタバコを吸い始めた人は20代半ばから始めた人の3倍の確率で喫煙によるがんになります。
What do you think?
公共の場所での喫煙と子供が同乗している場合の車内の禁止っていうのはいいと思う。なんでかというと、自分だけじゃないじゃん、他人にも迷惑がかかっちゃうから、子供とか特に、でもタバコを禁止、タバコ自体を禁止するっていうのはちょっとおかしいよね。この若者が吸わないようにするっていうのは教育とかイメージ、その、まあ、タバコ業界の広告なりテレビ番組とか映画でさ、タバコ吸うシーンこうかっこいいみたいに見せるのを減らすとか今やってるけど、そういうので別に改善されると思う。なんか政府とかが禁止するっていう。
Let's say, for example, just playing devil's advocate. but let's say tobacco did not exist, and let's say Philip Morris or JT or whatever came out with this product, tobacco, and they proposed it.For approval to the FDA or the BMA or whatever it is, one of these regulatory bodies. Do you think they should approve it?
No.
So you think because it's already approved, we can't make it illegal?
I mean, it's
weird. That's what you're saying.
It's weird if 1999年に生まれた人は吸えるけど、2000年に生まれた人は吸えないとか。
So do you think they should ban it completely?
No, I just think. No, I just think that もう吸いたくない雰囲気に、例えばね、この今吸ってる人、今吸ってる例えば50代の人が10代だった時、吸い始めた時と、今の10代とちょっとタバコに関する知識とかアウェアネスが違うと思うんだよね。だからこうやって何でもじゃあこれは禁止あれは禁止とか政府レベルでやると、それはそれでなんかおかしい気もする。
But you do think that at the 政府レベル they should be regulating what can be sold, right?
True, yeah.
Don't you think it's very hypocritical? Like this British Medical Association, the FDA doctors associations, doctors were...selling people cigarettes. That's what was happening. Look at any of the advertisements from before the war.
Yeah, you can call it hypocritical, but I mean, then again, are the people who have to diagnose people with lung cancer. And,
that's why it's even worse. It's so crazy. Like, this is just an opportunity for people to really open their eyes.About how full of shit these regulatory bodies are, and that they pushed tobacco on people. They were in the advertisements for tobacco. Doctors were recommending particular brands of tobacco. And while they're not doing that anymore with tobacco, they're doing the exact same thing with prescription medications today.
Right.
And these prescription medications have become a huge problem in all developed countries, especially in the United States. More people are dying from prescription medication overdoses and abuse than any of these other things. Worse than heroin, worse than cocaine, worse than all that other stuff. And not only...are these things being sold to you by doctors writing prescriptions? They're highly addictive. Highly, highly addictive. Some of these, you can't even stop taking them right away. It requires a program over months and months, if not years, to get off of these medications.
And so
that's why I want to point out the hypocrisy here, because they're still doing it and they're still telling lies.
They never learn. They never learn.
It's gross.
まあね。まあだからその peer pressure って言ってるけど、本当にそのだからタバコ吸ってる方がかっこいいとか、そういうイメージが昔はすぐ、ま、なんかマルボロマンとかもそうだけどさ、
well, you know, いけてるみたい。 I don't think people in Japan realize this, but Japan, Japanese people are smoking way more than most other developed countries, I feel like. A lot of people are still smoking. Young people are still smoking.
ヨーロッパの方がすごくない？
They're still in some places. It depends where you go, I think.
そうかな。
How much do Japanese people smoke? Japanese people smoke a ton.
男性はね、特にね、結構してるよね。
If you go to the US or, I don't know, Canada or Australia or UK, people aren't smoking as much as they used to. Not even close. The number of people smoking in the US now, I think, is like less than a third of what it was just some decades ago. It has really
plummeted. But even in Japan, it's increasing, right? The number of smokers itself.
Yeah, I'm sure. But still, it's a lot more common here. It's weird. One thing that's weird to me is Japan Tobacco, JT, is like involved in everything. They're involved in all kinds of stuff. Isn't that weird?
まあでも日本の大きい会社って結構大体そうじゃない?
Yeah, but it's
like... They're just everywhere.
Like, don't pretend that you're not selling people death.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's all they can do for their marketing stuff. I mean, what else can they do? Do they want to advertise that their product actually kills people?
It's funny, like, here... Well, in the U.S., so it has been proposed that they reconsider the classification of cannabis. Because right now, cannabis is a Schedule 1 drug. And the definition of a Schedule 1 drug is that there's no medical benefit. It's highly addictive. And all these other things. None of those things are true about cannabis.
Yep.
So, and this has all happened very suddenly in the U.S. You know, we were just a year ago, we were talking about the first states that were legalizing this.
Yeah.
And now it's like they're considering a reclassification at the federal level. How strange is that? Within just a year or two, such a huge movement of actually basing the policy on science, because the science has said that cannabis is not harmful.
だからその政府の機関が利権だの外交問題だののために科学を無視してそういうルールを作った結果、それによって実際牢屋に入れられて何年も過ごしている人がいるっていうことが恐ろしいよね。
And,
だからそのタイマーを例えば今ねニューヨークでも医療用リーガライズとかされたり、まあ、嗜好用でもさコロラドとかリーガライズされてるけど、どういう顔してリーガライズしてんのかって思うよね。その牢屋に入っちゃった人はさ一回その分の人生無駄にされてるわけじゃん。それをあじゃあやっぱり科学的に、ま、あの政府が間違ってたことが分かったので合法にしますとか言って簡単にさ
Well, it wasn't even a mistake. It was something that was done deliberately.
Yeah, exactly. だから、どういうつもりってだから、ね、もうやっちゃったことは仕方ないけど、今後何か同じようなものがあった時にちゃんとしてほしいよね。なんか同じこと繰り返さないでほしいよね。
What's even more ironic and hypocritical is Barack Obama smoked a fuckload of marijuanas. Like, that's a fact.
Yeah.
And he smoked so much weed that he had techniques for sucking weed smoke off the roof of a car that he had developed. Like, Barack Obama was smoking tons of weed.
Yeah.
And then the federal government at the same time is locking people up. I think it's like one out of six nonviolent crimes or something is cannabis related.
それも捕まえたりとか、
なんか
その人、その入ってる人たちもそうだし、それの捜査をしたりとか、その人たちを入れるためのジェイルとか、すべて税金なわけじゃん。だからその意味が分かんないよね。
Well, it's they also it's this whole police thing and the private prison thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, if cannabis is not a crime, then what?Then you have to reduce the budget of the police.
Yeah.
You have to downsize the DEA.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to lose their jobs. It's better to lock people up for no reason instead. That sort of mentality has persisted for a really long time. But the worst thing about it is that all this research has shown that cannabis is extremely helpful for people as medicine.
Yeah.
And it is helpful in ways for disorders where there is no treatment.
Mm.
There are people that have convulsions and have seizures and have side effects of chemotherapy and things. And we have not even been able to develop any sort of a medicine that has been effective for these things. But there is a lot of evidence that these people that have these seizures or these convulsions and whatnot, neuromuscular...disorders, they consume cannabis and the symptoms completely go away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And anyone that can tell those people, no, you can't use this, is an asshole.
本当そうだよ。
And there are people like that in Japan. There are a lot of them and they don't know about it.
あ、そうそうそう。だから最近ね、あの、結構転換の治療に使えるっていうのが分かったから、ちっちゃい子とかにも使ってるじゃん。で、もう本当に転換の発作が全くなくなりましたみたいなことも言われてるけど、日本はやっぱりあのドラッグって言ったら全部同じみたいな感じで、
well, there's drugs, 全然 and then there's like the,
アウェアネスがない
there's ドラッグ and there's 薬 and the only difference is medicine that's been like given to you by a doctor is I mean how much medicine do doctors give you in Japan? It's crazy.
So, like,
you just get packs and just like stacks of pills.
Like meth もコカインも大麻も何も全部一緒になって一緒くたにされてるじゃん。でこう警察24時みたいな番組でさすごいやったりとかしてるからこうなんか全部同じで全部すごい依存性があってもうっていう風にやっぱり思われちゃってるからだからあの一回さフロリダだっけでリーガライズされた後にその日にマリワナの大量摂取で死んだ人がいましたみたいな嘘のニュースが流れた時に
No one has ever died.
日本のネットでもそれを信じた人がいてちょっとなんか話題になってってやっぱりそれに対してもほらやっぱりそういうの吸うからバカじゃないみたいな書いてあるんだけどいやいやみたいな
No, they don't know what they're talking about.
あの例えばその、まあ、ヨーロッパとかアメリカとかに行ってタイまで死ぬとか言ったらはって言われるじゃん何の話、
so、
みたいな
It's so dumb.
だからね、その、だから嗜好品としてはね、置いといたとして、その転換とか、特にね、そういうちっちゃい子とか、あとそのなんか痛み、chronic pain で苦しんでる、chronic pain。
But it's not just that. It's been found to be beneficial for a lot of stuff. It's pretty. I don't know if there's any other drug on the planet that has as many medical applications as cannabis has been found to have.
しかもすごいじゃん税収が今。だからちょっと何リーガライズされてアメリカでちょっと経ったからさ今やっとタックスね数えてる、すごいじゃんめっちゃ儲かるじゃん。
Yeah.
だからまあこれを見て多分ね他のステイもあうちらもやんないとってなると思うけど、
and,
あと南米も結構もう合法化されてる。
The craziest thing about all of this is you can you know I can walk across the street, I can walk into a convenience, I can buy a pack of cigarettes, and cigarettes kill millions of people.
Yeah.
And if you smoke and you continue to smoke, it's like there's a 1 in 2 chance that the cigarettes are going to kill you. Meanwhile, you could smoke as much marijuana as youlike you can smoke as much as you want, it will never kill you.
Yeah.
It has never been shown to kill anyone. the LD50 is like insane.
Is there any health benefits from tobacco, no, like tobacco leaves?
Well, no one eats the leaves. The thing about tobacco, I mean, if you try to just eat the leaves, it actually has a lot of, I believe it has a lot of oxalic acid, natural pesticides that tobacco plants have developed to fight off bugs. But okay. Smoking tobacco, there are like thousands of chemicals in there that are added artificially.
Mm.
And they actually add chemicals to tobacco to make it more addictive. And the thing about tobacco, not only is it addictive, but it will kill you. And meanwhile, we have cannabis, which is not addictive, cannot kill you, has actually been found to be beneficial in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most illegal things there are. And it's a legitimate medicine for dozens of illnesses.
まあでもね、この税収のことがあるからちょっと変わると思うけどね。だから他のステートがもっと、だからこの間ニューヨークでしょ?で、今カリフォルニアもずっと考えてるよね。Is it legal already, medical marijuana in California?
Yes.
I guess it is. Okay.
Yes.
だからどんどん増えていって、今南米もどんどん合法化されてるから、まあ、アメリカの全部の州で legalize されたら日本も考えるかな。
Even this movement now, has taken a really long time to manifest. People have people have known the truth.
Yeah.
The truth about cannabis has been known for like over 100 years, easily.
Yeah.
People have been consuming it for thousands of years.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre.
Yeah.
And it's bizarre that the government can continue to lie and have policy that is based on false shit.
だから政府はさ、昔は良かったと思うんだよね。みんな知らないから政府が言うことをそっかって思うじゃん。思うしかないじゃん。でも今ネットがあるし、他の国の人もとも話せるわけだから、だからやっぱりどの国も政府はそれを覚えてないといけないよね。あ、昔のようにはいかないんだ。みんな今ネットで見れてるんだみたいなさ。
What happens is people see that the government is full of shit.And then they stop trusting it in other areas where regulation might actually be valid.
確かにね。Yeah, true.
And if your policy isn't based on science or if it isn't based on facts, what is it based on?
ね。
What is the basis?
ね。だからその、やっぱりさっきの話もそうだけど、政府が民主主義である限り政府が自分たちを代表してなくちゃいけないわけだから、サイエンスとか何でも技術とかもそうだけど最先端のことを分かっててほしいじゃん、なんか普通の人より政府が遅れてるって意味が分かんないじゃん、
yeah.
It's like, come on, what are you doing? Like, how did you get this job? みたいな。
And it's not just cannabis. It's true for psilocybin as well as dimethyltryptamine, LSD, MDMA.Like these other drugs, psilocybin, for example, they haven't found any evidence that it's harmful for you at all. I mean, there's like gastrointestinal discomfort from actually eating it, but it's not neurotoxic.
だからあれなんてだって脳の損傷を治癒しますっていうニュースだったもんね、うちらが話した時は。
Yeah.
だからね、やっぱりね、
And
ね、
they found that it's extremely effective for depression.But instead, they prescribe people medication that almost never works.
But like, 思うんだけど、そのテレビとかはその話しないじゃん、全然。で、それはなんでかっていうと、やっぱり国民の人がえってなっちゃう。
Yeah.
何も知らないから、なんかえそんななんか違法なものをテレビでなんか宣伝するなんてありえないみたいになりそうだから言わないわけじゃん。だからどっちもだよね。なんかそれ言わないメディアもおかしいし、全然。だから日本のテレビでさ、その大麻の合法化の話とか全然やんないじゃん。
They've been talking about ダッポハブ。
Oh yeah yeah yeah。そうだからイリーガルにしてるとダッポハブみたいなものが横行するわけじゃん。
It's the government's fault that ダッポハブ exists。
そうだよ、本当だよ。だって。別にタイマーあったらダッポハーブなんて存在しないじゃん、いらないじゃん。
Yeah, and the thing about ダッポハーブ is it is actually dangerous.
超危ないよ。
And it is actually harmful for
you.
And so what's
だって何が入ってるかも分かんないじゃん。
Something that is harmless and could actually be beneficial for people has been replaced by something that is harmful as a result of misguided, stupid, non-science based policy like we have here in Japan.
本当、脱法ハーブが合法の意味が分かんない。
Yeah, someone
バカじゃん。
Someone crashed their car in like Shibuya in front of 109.
Okay.
And they found 脱法ハーブ in their car.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's like
yeah, yeah, yeah.最近だよね。昨日、おとといとか、うん、もうちょっと。いや、世の中わけわかんないね。
うん。
というわけで、あ、そう、この間100回だったから、あの火曜日に太田さんがおめでとうって言ってくれたラジオで、ありがとうございます。
ありがとうございます。
でね、そこでね、そうだ、私太田さんに言いたいことがあったの。なんかイントロのところで太田さんがなんか肌がめっちゃ乾燥肌なんだって。ですごいセンシティブで、なんか痛くなったりとか痒くなったりしちゃうらしくて、だけど he was talking about taking a really really hot bath、
うん、
絶対やめた方がいいよね。なんかさ、あの熱いお湯って皮脂とかあの保湿成分が溶けちゃう、溶けて取れちゃうんだって肌から、
うん、
だから熱いお風呂入んない方がいいんじゃないかなと思って、
まあ、
それを言いたかった。
まあそれよりHe should probably stop smoking because that actually destroys the collagen in your skin. Your skin doesn't work properly if you smoke. So that's, so you start getting like psoriasis and、okay. Skin disorders.
そっか。
まあそれと熱いお風呂ね。
うん。ね、熱いお風呂溶けちゃう油が。
It's funny, we're just talking about cigarettes.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell him that. Anything that we have to tell people?
Oh, the transcript.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
そうだ、文字起こし、この間の文字起こしがまだないんだよね。
うん。
Sorry.
It's late.
そう。
That's our fault.
そう。あの、若干の問題が。次、うん、でも今日のは出るよね、明日。
Yes.
Yeah,
it should.
出します。すいません。T シャツ。がほとんどのサイズ売り切れてるね今。ありがとうございます。だその T シャツを買ってくれた皆さんと、その T シャツの写真を送ってくれた人とは、ちょっと100回おめでとうって言ってくれた人と、私がこの間休んだから大丈夫って言ってくれた皆さん、ありがとうございます。
Yeah, I like those pictures we got.
ね、なんか嬉しいよね、
うん、
あの特に着てるとこの写真とかさ、カップルで撮ってる人とか、
うん、
そう、今多分女の子の S サイズが若干残ってるのと、 XL があと2枚、
男性の
XL があと2枚あるんだけど、あのちょっと足すよね、また多分。
いや、
まあちょっと時間かかるかもしれないけど、
まあ we'll announce it then。
いや、そう、終わり、
そのぐらいかな。
そのぐらいかな。終わり、
以上です。
バイ
バイ。